Right now, I'm going to talk about my day-long experiment yesterday with Facebook.
This, you sound like you're about 10 years too late jumping on the Facebook
bandwagon. I agree. So I'm a Twitter guy.
Right.
To me, Twitter is very easy. It's very informative. It's got a simple look. It's clean. It's crisp.
Oh, good piping.
I like Twitter a lot. Great piping. I've always been scared of Facebook. 2 years ago, I set up a Facebook page. And then it took me a full year to go back to that page. And last January, I went back to my Facebook page, and I was completely overwhelmed. And so I didn't go back for another year. So finally yesterday, for some reason, I don't know what triggered this, but for some reason, I thought, you know what? I'm going to give Facebook another try.
Okay,
so I spent hours and hours and hours on my Facebook page yesterday.
What were you doing?
George, there's so much to do. I can't even begin to tell you. There is so much work and maintenance.
Things to do.
The first thing you did was confirm thousands of friends, I'll bet, because I received notice that a friend confirmation was received from Craig Miller. I was like, man, I don't remember sending that.
Yeah.
I got a request from
January,
Craig Miller,
huh?
Too.
Yes, so I've had 2 years of friend requests built up. And unfortunately, Facebook does not have an accept all friend request feature. Uh-huh. I've got a lot of tips for Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook's all screwed up. There are so many things that he forgot to put in, that they forgot to put in, that they could add to make life so easy. So instead of being able to hit one button and accepting all friends or having some sort of auto select, I had to go through each one and hit confirm, and then it would take 3 seconds to download, and then the next one, confirm. So I had to go through every single one. That took hours.
So did you go and accept everybody?
Everybody.
Okay.
This is another problem with Facebook. On Twitter, you can either follow me or not.
Right.
But on Facebook, people personally ask you, can I be a friend of yours? How can you turn that down?
Right. It's awkward.
It's very awkward if you just don't accept their friend request.
Yeah, but most of the times you don't even remember that you sent it.
Really?
And it doesn't send a notice when you decline.
Hey, I approved someone last night who sent me a friend request 2 years ago, I think. And I just now got around to going through the friend request. I'm overwhelmed by that, too. It's hard to figure out how to manage your Facebook. Should you do, especially in this job, what do you do? Do you do your friends, the people that you actually know, or do you accept P1s? Is it a P1 site?
You know, I'm going to use it, if I continue with Facebook, I'm going to use it as a tool for the show.
It's a good idea.
And as a tool, I guess, to keep up with some old friends, because... You know, I'm going to sound old during this segment that Facebook overwhelms me and all of that, but as the day went on yesterday, there were things about Facebook that I grew to appreciate. The way you can get in contact with old grade school and high school and college friends, it's great.
Yeah.
You can't really do that on Twitter, not as easily as you can on Facebook. That's cool. Now, I sent a few friend requests to some old grade school and high school friends, and I heard back from some, and some I didn't, and I'm a little hurt.
Oh, come on. You can't be hurt.
I think, yeah, I am a little
Why?
Hurt.
Why? You don't respond. There are people
you
on Facebook
5 minutes?
That I know very well who have sent me messages for the past 2 years, and I haven't responded to them yet because I haven't got around to it. And I wouldn't want them to feel hurt. I don't love them any less. I'm just horrible at sitting down and doing a whole bunch of communication.
And I should give them longer than a few hours.
Yes. You have them less than 12 hours here.
But that is cool to be able to connect with people that you haven't talked to in 20 and 30 years. That's great. You know what? It's a good question, Jer. Is it?
It is.
It is cool, but there is also a sense of emptiness. Because you are connecting with people that you haven't talked to in 30 years. Well, then why haven't you talked to them in 30 years? And you feel...
Because there was a barrier to communicating. You had to track them down. You had to do that. This is an easy way. The barrier has been lowered, and so it's easy to contact them.
All right. When I go to my Facebook page, there's way too much going on. It is so busy. and you don't know what to look at and where to start, and you're always being asked questions. There are all these little pop-up windows. Do you want to tag this photo?
Do you like this?
Do you like this? I'm very confused.
Do you want to comment on this? You want to comment on someone's wall? Do you want to directly comment?
Do you
want
to share this?
Do you want to share an event?
Why do I need
play Farmville?
Why do I need to get a notification that so and so likes my status?
You need to turn off all the email notifications.
Okay. Beyond that, why does someone feel the need to tell me that they like my status? What does that even mean?
Well, it means that whatever you posted there, whatever little quip you shared with everyone about your status, then they like it.
They give you a thumbs up there.
The whole thing's designed...
Why do they have to do that?
The whole thing's designed for pinging your own existence. You just want to ping... You want to throw something out there, and someone says they like it, and they're, oh, I'm still alive. I'm still alive. People still know. People still...
Okay, but if I'm a friend of someone on Facebook and they post, went to the Mavericks game today.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that information. Why do I need to like that or give them a thumbs
You're
up?
You're showing your support for the Mavericks or that this person has done that.
So no,
maybe you should, I don't understand that.
Instead of liking that comment, maybe you should comment on that.
Yes.
Say, hey, good for you. You bought tickets.
You could say, hey, I like that. Rather than just giving them a thumbs up. It's always a nice touch.
It's way too complicated. For instance, if I want to post a picture, I can't just post a picture without Facebook asking me, do you want to add your location? Do you want to add who you're with?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to add what you were doing? Why do every single time, why do they have to ask all those questions?
Because
it's too much.
It's the age of overshare, and this is the best tool for it. How else are you going to share your location with people?
What does it mean when you're poked?
Now, I've never quite understood that. That means that, I think it means that someone wants you to poke them back.
What does that mean?
I think it's a sexual deal. I don't know. I don't know.
You're just saying hi?
Yeah, I think it's just saying hi, but it's a way to say hi without doing it in the comments or a direct message.
Okay,
saying what's up.
Part of the stimulating nature of Facebook is anytime one of your friends does something, you get a blast about it. Hey, so-and-so is now friends with so-and-so. Why do I need to know that so-and-so is now friends with so-and-so?
Because you might be friends with that person, too, and not know they're on Facebook.
And then I poke them and like it?
Yes. Well, you could go and choose that friend of theirs and make them a friend of yours.
Right.
Your network.
That's how you butt
touch
your network.
Come on,
Craig.
You need network.
There's also a trick that Facebook played on me, and I fell for it the first few times, but I'm not falling for it anymore.
Oh, signing up for it?
Yeah. And beyond that, when you go to your list of friend requests, it'll have people that have asked you to be a friend, but then it also gives you suggestions. And the first time I'm blowing through this, it says friend requests, but in very small letters under that, it says friend suggestions. And it's got people that I wasn't seeking to be friends with, but it says add friend, add friend, add friend. And I thought they had asked me. So since I'm accepting everyone, I just hit add friend, add friend. So out of nowhere, these people get a message, hey, Craig Miller.
You want to be their friend.
Craig Miller wants to be your friend.
When you were not seeking to be their friend.
I was not seeking.
Alpha or any of them?
Right. Facebook tricked me.
There's lots of P1s out there yesterday that opened their Facebook page and said, wow, Craig Miller.
Craig Miller sought me out.
Wow. I don't feel so special now.
I have noticed, though.
Well, Jody Dean poked me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Did
Cash Saroy.
Well, here's one thing. When I went through the list of all the people that had requested to be my friend, I felt really bad because a lot of these were friends from high school, friends from college, people that we've gotten to know at the ticket, listeners that we know. And I felt bad that I've ignored them for 2 years. Mm-hmm. That's the guilt trip that Facebook is all about.
Well, here you can do this. And here's my problem is I get like about halfway into the waters and then I lose interest and so I'm not managing it properly. But you can have like a public page that's for P1s and then another page for your family.
So you have to create a whole new account or you can do that on the same page?
Well, I think
it's a new account.
That's a new account. Oh. But you can also set up like levels.
What level?
Like circles of,
what level?
Of people. Like these people belong to my work group, so I don't want them seeing my pictures of me, you know, whatever, dressed up as Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
This is not me talking. What? I'm using a more general example. Or, you know, these are work people, these are church friends, so I don't want them seeing this other stuff. So you can set up different privacy levels for different people within the same page.
All right, maybe I'll look into that. But
to me, it sounds like a lot of work.
It does sound. That's my...
Right.
My summary is that Facebook is a ton of work.
Yes.
You know what you really should do? You got to Google to figure out how to do this, but link your Twitter with your Facebook.
Yeah, somebody told me to do that.
So when you post a tweet, it shows up on Facebook. Yeah. That's all I do, and I go to Facebook about once a week and confirm friends and move on.
Also, I had a couple of requests from people in the radio TV world, and I tried to accept their request to be a friend, and it said maximum number of friends reached for this person. Uh-huh. So you can cap out. What is that number?
Don't know.
Like 5,000?
Is it?
I think however many groups has. I think that's...
Okay. Then I had this question. Since Facebook seems to be replacing bars and single sites and class reunions, and it's now where everybody goes for any kind of social interaction, what if Facebook started charging? What if Facebook charged you $5 to set up an account, or $20, or whatever it would be, or a $5 monthly maintenance fee? Would people still pay it? Are people that addicted?
I wouldn't think it's worth it.
Really?
That's part of the attraction, isn't it? That you don't have to go through a bunch of rigmarole to sign up for it with payment.
What if it was $1? Think how many millions and millions they could make by just charging you $1 a month.
Believe me, they're making a lot more money by not charging. Because they do the information gathering, they do the advertisement, all that sort of thing. I'm telling you, all this stuff, we're just selling our privacy down the river. Google and Facebook, what they are collecting on people, it's almost sickening.
That's the
how
other...
much information we just hand over to them. Information we would not give any other marketer.
Mm-hmm.
But we gladly hand it over to them because we have this feeling of control with them, right? They're providing us this great service of being able to poke other people and comment and like and have our voices be heard.
That is the other thing that I felt at the end of the day. Facebook, you're much more naked on Facebook than you are on Twitter. It's a much more personal feel. Twitter, you post something very short and it's usually information or a picture or something funny, but on Facebook it just is a real... It's like you're in a big room with a lot of people, and you don't really feel that way so much on Twitter. And I also noticed that the people on Facebook, and I'll probably now get a lot of angry messages, but on Facebook, everybody is really nice. Every message that I got yesterday was really funny or nice. And on Twitter, most of them are funny and nice, but a lot of them are real mean from the anonymous dill heads on Twitter.
Yeah, people will be mean on Twitter.
They'll be very mean, but I haven't encountered one mean person on Facebook yet. So it's a much nicer feel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge crossover. Tons of P1s that I get email from all the time are both with me on Twitter and Facebook. Mm-hmm. I was blown away by how many people are on both every day, all day long. What are you people doing with the rest of your lives?
Hey, some people spend every waking minute on Facebook. And I know a lot of people who used to do that who have now gotten burnt out on it, and they just didn't like the way they were living. But it followed a pattern of addiction to something.
Yeah.
First thing they do when they wake up morning, they pop open their Facebook. They just got a Facebook all the time. Facebook. What can I say on Facebook that's going to create a lot of comments? What can I say is going to get a lot of pokes? What likes and all that sort of thing. They're just consumed with the Facebook world.
It is a fascinating world, and I'm going to keep my Facebook page active. I'm probably not going to go there every day, but I'm going to go every once in a while just because it is interesting, but it's also overwhelming. George, you don't have a Facebook page.
Mm-mm.
When I go to my
You're free, George. Yeah. You're free.
That's kind of the way I
enjoy
look at
your freedom.
When I go there, there's all sorts of... It's an overload. On the right, there's this constant stream of conversation. All these boxes always popping up telling me I've been poked or this or that. People always writing on a wall, friend requests. It's constant.
And I know. It creates a lot of work that you have to do. You have to respond to a whole bunch of things. Mm-hmm. You got to take a personality quiz for this person. You got to do this for that. And just, I want to limit the things that I'm obligated to do.
And I really enjoyed the moments yesterday when I went back to the calm of Twitter. I'll still be spending much more time on Twitter than Facebook.
Also, you'll enjoy the fabulous lives that people are living on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Oh, that's
everybody's got a great life going on.
Well, and that's the other thing. Twitter got the knock of, why do I want to follow this guy so he can tell me what kind of sandwich he had for lunch? That's Facebook, not Twitter.
Yeah, right.
Facebook is people posting where they went for breakfast, not Twitter. Twitter is people posting quick one-liners or funny pictures or a link to a good article or information. It's not about sandwiches. That should be the knock against Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is about sandwiches and over-the-head shots of you in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.